Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Well, hello, everybody. It feels like forever that we've not been here. So now we're so glad to be back. Thank you all for joining us. Always love Mondays because of News for the Soul. So we're really happy to have you with us. I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be conducting your personal prophecy readings during the show. This is the method you heard in the intro that I learned from my maternal grandmother. Lots of years ago, lots and lots. And I was so fortunate because she passed away approximately 2 years after she had taught me this amazing method. With her past, it leaves me as the only living subject matter expert for this method. So I have spent quite a number of years teaching others. And oh, how I love the moment when it's like a light comes up in their eyes and you realize through the teachings just how much power you really do have over your life. So I just want to mention we will be doing these readings now. I'm using, of course, an ordinary deck of playing cards, just as grandmother taught me. And we don't want to confuse this with, say, tarot, with oracles, or any of the other systems that are out there. They're all wonderful in their own way, but this is the only method that I have really focused on all these many years. And it's been very enlightening. I've witnessed miracles. I've seen tragedy turn into triumph. I mean, there is a power greater than us all. And whatever means we can find to tap into that power, really, we become the benefactors of choice and change within the framework of our lives. So, with that said, I also want you to know that with each of your calls, I will be using a full 24-card layout. And it won't take me but a moment to lay them out. It's my personal preference to use the same layout that I do in private sessions with my clients. And those of you who are joining us, say, on Facebook, you're catching us live streaming. That way you get a chance to see what that layout looks like and how we do what we do. So with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Jimbo Fantastico. Yay, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for educational and informational purposes only. Would also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight in various platforms, News for the Soul, Facebook, or wherever you are. You can listen to News for the Soul on other platforms too, like I think iHeartRadio and Apple or stuff like that. But anyway, if big picture is if you're international, let us know at any moment, any time that you arrive, and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like I will give to Terry Sue right now. She is joining us from England, the land of the Ings. She's representing. And it's a human hour there for her. We had daylight savings time recently, and this is a 6 o'clock show, so it's only 10 o'clock there. It's not even that late for her.
No, she says it's terrible.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. She doesn't have to feel like a vampire or anything like that.
Do you think we should stay with daylight savings time.
I don't care one way or the other. I mean, I think it's stupid. But then again, me changing my clock back and forth doesn't murder me either. It doesn't cause me death and pain. I just think it's a waste of time is all.
Well, its use from years ago is really kind of irrelevant now.
Right. It's a waste of time. I don't care. But if they never change it or if they change it every other year, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Just tell me. Just warn me when it's time to change the clocks.
Well, look at Arizona. They're so lucky.
All I need.
They never have to change their clocks.
Are they lucky, or is that actually a burden?
Why, you think?
Maybe when they're watching a TV show and it tells you what time it's coming on, then they got to crunch some numbers in their head because that TV show's based on daylight savings time, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
It is.
I do know that we have another visitor with us from...
No, international shout out to Cho, who's also in the land of the Ings.
Yeah.
Cho's in England. We have two English with us. The English are here.
What do you call the British invasion? So gay.
Yes, but... I don't know that two people. I will get one or two more. That'll be an invasion. But it's a start.
Yeah, so.
Continue. All right, let's do this. Let's talk about business here. 646-595-4274. That is the number. That is the number you call to get in line to get a reading. I recommend you call sooner than later. That's just smart stuff here. Oh, another international shout out to Sophia, who's hanging out in Sweden.
Oh, yes. Hello there.
Yes, indeed. They're rolling in now. We're getting invaded by the entire planet.
Yeah, and folks, it isn't that they're any more special than you are here in, I guess it would be.
In the lower 48.
Exactly.
Could be, you know.
Just that some of them, it's very late at night, so we like to make them feel welcomed. And appreciated for hanging out until midnight hour.
Yes,
all
indeed.
Right.
All right, once again, 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in. And when you call in, folks, you will hear a message that says, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. You can hear the show. Or you can hear music if it's before the show starts. But anyway, once the... once you hear the show, that's great. If you hear nothing, hang up and call back. That usually straightens the problem out. Some little cell phone glitch thing. We all know how cell phones are. They're our own worst friend, but they're also our enemy, a frenemy sometimes. We like them, but then they piss us off half the time, too. You want to throw it, but you can't throw it because it costs a fortune. So you just imagine throwing it. All right, I was disposing of a scammer at the same time. So then I have done so the scammer be gone.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's the number. Get your reading, call that number, get in the queue. Like I say, sooner is better than later. And when you're getting your reading, there's a certain point you will hear this. Harps kind of reminds you of angels. Well, this is kind of a symbolism there. Well, the first one is no symbolism. It just means your reading's ending. So please remember that. Harps. Time to get that. Put the finger on the mouth zipper and please zip it. Let it be. All right. And then, but don't go. Stand by because I'm going to give you a single angel card tonight. And it is from the good deck of Archangel Michael, Sword of Light, Oracle cards. These are good cards. You'd be worth your weight. So please do it. Yeah, I got rid of the spammer. And that's why I was kind of talking.
It's still on here.
No, I got rid of the spammer. Now, whether you see it or not, I don't care. The cat scammer's gone. I banned her and then went on to her page and hit its page and finished it off.
Close enough for government work.
So it's all gone now. Yes, it is gone. It is gone. It is no longer with us. All right. Today is Global Recycling Day. So throw your empty booze and beer bottles into a blue bin. Don't throw them in the trash.
What is it, recycling?
Global Recycling Day.
Oh, yeah. Better,
and
better heed that.
National Sloppy Joe Day.
Oh, I love those.
You know, every kid on earth loved those in school. But they could serve them every day and a kid would be happy, but they never did.
Well, and also, I went to a private, parochial school, and they called them Untidy Josephs. So there you go, Jim. Now you know that.
Well, you Hilltoppers were a bunch of dumbasses. You know?
Oh, God. Don't start with me, you East cake eaters.
And it's National Supreme Sacrifice Day, where we in this country honor all those that have done a sacrifice in a line of duty. It doesn't have to be military, police, rescue, you name it. So it's National Supreme Sacrifice
Is that?
Day. The ultimate sacrifice. Those ones that have given their lives in whatever service they were in. Okay. So we honor them. All right. Do you have anything you'd like to toss out there?
I do.
Okay, toss away.
I need to make sure to always put up a reminder every now and again that you all are aware that this method is based on potential. If something simply does not have potential to become reality within your life, the cards are going to let you know. And then what you do is you don't just keep pounding on that door that does not have the potential to open for you. What you do is you choose another door. Cards are telling you this particular wish, desire, hope is not going to be realized. So this is when we've realized a door is going to stay closed in our life. So the best thing we can do toward our own future, love, success, happiness, is take an alternate route. But the most important thing here is potential. Now, when we see a new love interest in the card, this doesn't mean that he or she is going to come, riding up in a brand new Mustang or on a Mustang to your door, like in the fairy tales. It means you have the potential to encounter and choose a particular love interest, a job, et cetera, et cetera. So what you have to do, though, is understand potential does not mean it's going to hunt you down. It means, in essence, you have to open yourself to be ready to receive, which can also indicate that you have to broaden, you have to bring expansion to your life in terms of possibility, that will turn into probability, and therein lies your potential. So if I am a shut-in because I just, I don't want to go out into the world, let's say that's my issue, or I'm working all the time, you still have the internet in front of you. It's a window on the world. You still can decide to go to a support group or join a social group. Even in whatever situation you're in, you can find a way to open yourself in order to receive. So there you go, Jim. That's my message.
All right. That's her message. Don't you forget it. All right. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. All right, folks. Let's get the show on the road. Our first caller shall be 630 Illinois.
Mm.
630, welcome, first caller.
Hello there.
Hi. Happy Monday. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. And you are, you don't sound like who we think it is.
I think she does.
No, it is me. I'm just laying down.
Right.
Oh, okay. Miss Kakalaki, North Kakalaki.
That's true. I go by the area code. Yeah. That's true. That is true. She is not at her area code.
The military coined that phrase, or that, they were the ones.
If you say so.
Yeah, I read up on it. I don't know why.
That's interesting reading.
They want to call it Kakalaki, but I think it's kind of cool.
All right.
Oh, anyway, Lily, what brings you to the show?
Okay, so over the weekend, I wrote the first book and then I started the second book, but so I kind of reunited with some of the people that were working on the case. And over the weekend, I started getting more evidence that poured in. And some of it was pretty substantial that needed to be turned into law enforcement. And so I turned it over to law enforcement, and it was about one particular individual, and I sent it to three different law enforcement agencies, and one of them was my little friend down in Miami. I wanted to find out if information that I passed on is going to make a difference, because it was about this person who was doing things that harmed little children, because I want to be PG-13 on the radio, but I want to make sure that they're going to follow up on it and to see what the outcome is going to be.
Know, that is a wonderful application of this method. This method is so good when it comes to making this kind of decision or following a certain path, because it gives you the insight that you need to take with you. Also, while we've got you, while I lay out your cards, why don't you say the name of your book that's already been published and where folks can find it online?
Oh, okay. War of Angels, documentary on
War.
The death of Aaron War Carter.
War of Angels, a documentary on the death of Aaron Carter, yes?
Correct, yes.
I just want to make sure I say it loud.
It's free at all libraries because I gave the consent to have free copies sent to all the libraries. And it's available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Target, Walmart.
All the big places where you look for books. That's good.
It is.
That's cool. You know, libraries, people are forgetting they're still around. They are still around, folks.
Yeah, and it's not like it used to be.
The last time I had a college class, which wasn't as long ago as you think, they made us, when we wrote stuff and had to put, you know, references and stuff like that, we were only allowed so much internet. They wanted our butts to get to a library. They didn't want us to forget how to use that. Maybe, I don't know if they still do that.
With
probably.
The Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, which is nothing. Yeah, which is easy.
Is that computerized now?
Oh, I mean, it is. It's been computerized for quite a few years.
Remember the card catalog?
It's been computerized for quite a few years, yeah.
Okay.
Well, now, some of your smaller, really older libraries and the littler places still probably have the card catalog. But
well,
the ones that don't have money.
I want to tell you, hon, I really think the mother is, there's a mother or a baby mama here. It's a female who has a connection to... the now passed away, the late, you know, guy that wrote about. She is going to be very, very interested to know about this information. And it's interesting, really interesting, because it doesn't really matter how much time goes by. For instance, now, my information on this is very, sketchy. But do we all remember Scott Peterson, the guy?
Yes.
Remember him? Yes. Who had the affair with April or, I don't know.
May, June, or July?
One of them. Yes. And I'll tell you what. All these years later, I think he has served like 20 years. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's been maybe longer, actually.
New evidence has come up now of blood on a mattress that I believe was in a van.
Okay.
And he had nothing to do with the van. So guess what? He's probably going to get another trial.
Don't necessarily say that. Don't say that for sure. It's hard to get a new trial.
I forgot my
I didn't forget anything.
Where is it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you're out of luck there, girl, because I ain't got one either.
All right. Well.
Improvise, adapt, and overcome their United States Marine.
I want you to know, though, that, yeah, I really think it's going to make a big deal out of this information that you have passed along. And you know, the mother, of course, right in the beginning, you know, she came at you kind of with her nails out, if you know what I mean. And the thing is, though, I think she's now in a position to be less emotional as she was. I mean, my God, that was the death of her son. And then hasn't there been another death? Didn't
her daughter died in December.
Fentanyl, again, drugs. Jeez.
Drugs are us?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think this mother's taking on a whole new perspective. You may hear from her again.
International shout out to Donna Marie in Ireland.
Yeah.
Maybe she's over her St. Patty's Day hangover. I don't know. Maybe not.
Do you see law enforcement actually following through on the evidence that I presented over the weekend?
I do, but I'm not sure you're going to be like inner circle of this.
Another international shout out to Catherine, also from Ireland. The Irish are arriving.
Yes.
The English and the Irish are ganging up on us. They're invading.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know.
Law enforcement doesn't like to reveal investigation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do
that. I called Deborah.
I know. I'm,
seriously.
Let everybody else out there knows. I know.
Well,
just for the other folks out there that maybe aren't familiar, they keep that close for a lot of different reasons. Excuse me, I got the carbonation hiccups.
Yeah, they do. They don't want it to get out on the grapevine.
Yeah, because they're very smart about it, because sometimes people say things that there's no way they could know because the cops didn't release the info. So that's why they try not to do that. Anyway, all right, back
and
to you guys.
Also,
Lily knows all this.
They're also going to investigate why this was never brought to light sooner. Okay. So sometimes when it becomes a cold case, that's when they start really getting, you know, some important info. So we'll see. But it looks very, very, kind of, it looks very promising in your card, hon. Very promising.
Thank God. Thank you.
And this looks like it's going to ignite that relationship with the guy in Florida. Yeah.
Well, no, I took your advice, and I included him in on it. Well, Deborah would.
Well, I think that's the best thing to do. You know, otherwise, think about it. You would sit and ponder, should I have made contact? Should I have not? And this way you did it. You did it with the right intentions, and now you're able to move on smartly if you need to. So,
I can't discuss the nature of the evidence, but oh my God,
well,
I couldn't even see.
Understood.
You know, I'm like, oh my God, I can't. I got to just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to say it, but so your previous advice came to fruition today, and you helped with that. So I want to say thank you for that.
The wonderful fruition word.
I like that word.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of serendipity attached.
Nah, that word does. That word is no. That's a bad word.
Jim's
bad,
favorite
word. Bad
word.
Oh yeah.
Bad.
Hey, thank you very much for letting me know that I could be a bit instrumental with my cards. I have, by the way, been contacted over the years that by different law enforcement factions, detectives, etc., who wanted to pull me in on a case. But I was hesitant because I would hate to send them on a wild goose chase.
Oh, usually when they get to that point, they'll take any kind of chase.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's ice cold usually at that point.
Yeah. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Everything looks great. So you won't hear anything, I don't think, immediately. But I would think after the fact, you should be able to get interviews once all of this has, you know, come out into the public spotlight.
Thank you,
and here's your card.
I have your card. It is from Archangel Michael. He says, you will manifest what you need. Express gratitude as if plans have already come to pass.
That's right.
Trust that your angels are bringing you the assistance you need.
I would visualize yourself with that second book already written. I would visualize you going to do more than a book signing, like be a guest, like on television. That, and why not? You know, reach for the stars. You might at least get the moon. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Moon really is it a prize, the moon?
No.
I know. I'm kidding. I know. I understand the symbolism. I get it.
I could have said you might at least get Pluto, but I don't think Pluto is a planet anymore.
It doesn't matter. It would be a better prize than the moon.
Oh.
On the back of the book, though, of the first one, it says, to the moon, Alice.
That's right, from the Honeymooners.
Yeah, that's
someday,
right.
Pow, right to the moon. Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much. We got to rock and
thank
we got to roll. Appreciate
okay.
it. Yep. For holding, being very patient and being
take
the first
care,
caller.
Hon.
Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye. Yep. To be the first caller, she held many moons, and we appreciate
sure.
that. I mean, she couldn't call. You can only call in so early on the News for the Soul because they got 24/7 stuff. So you can't call in like super early, but you can get in right when that other show ends. Bam, get in that queue. Yes, indeedy, deedy. Anyway. 646, right? 595-4274. That is the number to call in and get your free reading. All right. Let's see here. Yes. I did give her an angel card.
It was good.
And it was good. I did indeed, from Archangel Michael himself.
You know, even if they seem way out on the fringe, if you try to keep them in mind, it's amazing how they will resonate. You know, we here today, we may not really understand. But then 2 weeks from today, we're like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
Bingo.
Yeah, you might understand right away. Have nothing to do with the reading. Might have 100% to do with the reading. Like Deb said, may hit down the road like, oh, shoot, that's what that card meant. Yep.
Yep.
Same with your cards, too.
Oh, and I find that happens all the time.
Right. Yeah, you say, hey, I see this coming. They're like, well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Then it happens like a little while later.
And I've always said, you're going to see a lot of crazy in the cards as you learn this method. My advice, go with crazy, because that's usually the stuff, the bizarre stuff that will actually occur. Yeah.
Well, crazy is not boring, that's for sure. It isn't. It won't put you to sleep.
All right. Who do we have now?
All right, we have next on our list. Our list is 520. Oh, Lisa. Bring it on, Lisa. Bring it on.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and we did mean to mention to all of you, we're sorry for our absence on Blog Talk Radio over St. Patrick's Day, because we've had some big technical issues.
With our account.
Yeah.
We don't want to blame Blog Talk. They didn't have any issues. Everybody else was having shows. We had problems with our accounts. We figured it's all good now. We're here. Well, we're not here on our Blog Talk account, but we're here tonight on News for the Soul Radio.
How funny. I'm sorry. Not funny.
Hello.
Sorry.
Do not sorry.
Well, I've been working like a dog. I took my grandson back and then came back, and then all day today I was working furiously, and my neighbor I haven't talked to him in many days. You know, I've just been wrapped up with the grandson, and anyway, a lot of stuff, a lot of, you know, I've been busy with my work responsibilities, and then, you know, on the computer today. So I was out there trying to fix my car, you know, after trips, there's a ton of stuff in there I have to clear out. And he kept coming out. All of a sudden, he was just finding it necessary to keep coming out and, you know, he could have done it in the back of the house, but no, he was coming out. And then I had to run a quick errand. And then he came out again, and he's all dressed. And I said, he's just looking at me. And I said, so what's up with you? And he says, well, aren't you going to this dinner? It's one of these community places. And I said, well, I'll think about it, with no intention of going. And I just, I don't know. I did show, there might be, as you saw in the card, Deb, I may have success with one of my business enterprises. I talked with someone yesterday for a great many hours, you know, 3 to 4, and my business associate. So I'm hoping it will go through.
Wow, well, we'll have to definitely take a look at this.
Awesome. That is good stuff. That is good stuff.
So I certainly
you suffering from the old allergies?
You know, a lot of people are telling me that. I think it's allergies. My grandson comes, and his mother tells me he has allergies. I don't know if I pick something up from him, but I use my little nozzle spray and take care of it. I mean, if it gets progressively whatever, you know, I can go to my nurse practitioner, but I don't feel horrible. I just feel like I've been working a lot and trying to keep up with my responsibilities, you know, a little tired.
Yeah, sometimes it's a drag being an adult.
And one of my girlfriends who I was hanging out with a lot, and, you know, we spent yesterday at a coffee, a different coffee. She made a point of stopping by, and I was in the middle of chaos here, and I told her, you know, I went outside to meet with her, and I said, I'm in the middle of chaos, and I told her what I was going to do today. I said, you know, it's all work-oriented, and she was dropping stuff off that she wanted to pick up later, and I talked to her, and I, you know, was pleasant, and then I asked her if she got her errand done. She said yes, and then I said, I really prefer that people call before they stop by, and she said, well, I'm so sorry to bother you, and she clicked off, and then I went and dropped her stuff off on her porch. And I'm I don't know if the moon is in a weird position in the sky. I just feel like there's drama all over around me and trying not to connect to it.
Maybe it's pollen.
People should never drop by on somebody unless that person insists more than once. Sometimes somebody will say, drop on by, but they don't mean it. You got to make sure that's here, you know. Yeah, and I still would call somebody. What if they're in the middle of an orgy? You're gonna interrupt that, and everybody's gonna be angry.
Jim went down dirty lane. I did not.
Well, I was just a good example. I thought that's all. We don't have to go down that road. All right, what do you got?
Lisa,
cards are down. Go to the cards.
Get prepared because you're gonna probably have a big coughing spell. Because what I'm gonna tell you is likely going to make you laugh like crazy.
Mahaha.
I mean, this is the cards will just cut right through it. They cut through the BS. They get right to it. And what I've got here is I wanted to know how he's feeling about you, what he's thinking. Here it comes. Get ready. He wants you to apologize for how you treat him.
International shout out to Laura in Canada during the laughter.
What did I do wrong? I have no idea.
He's got the center of the universe mentality. So everybody's automatically wrong.
He's a master of time, space, and dimension.
If there's any kind of disruption in a relationship, everybody's automatically at fault. Yes.
Because
you wouldn't be an obedient person and just do exactly as you're supposed to do.
I got back from dropping my grandson off, and I just went right to bed, and I got a text from him, you know, don't worry about putting out the garbage. I'll do it at 5:30 in the morning. I thought this was so weird to get that text from him. And then he said, don't worry about this kitchen drawer he was fixing. And, you know, he had – and I just said thank you and went right to sleep. And then when I was working this morning on my stuff in the car – he's coming out. He's got the drawer there, and he's you know, messing around with stuff. He could have gone to the back of the house and done all that. It's like he was trying to, and he's staring at me, you know, hello. And I don't know. It could be the allergies. I'm feeling off center.
Well, he's putting out like a little crumb by standing there.
I will be there, and she will feel like she needs me.
Or like about the trash.
Okay, the more she sees me, the more she'll want to make things right and do as I say.
And that, God, you nailed it.
Okay, we nailed this. This guy's like a freaking book for first graders. You can nail it right away, man. Well, you got to admit, though, credit is credit. He's consistent, and that's all you ask for in a person, consistent good or consistent bad. But you want consistency so you can read them.
Well, you and he had plans to go on a
jet
trip.
Plane?
Yeah. Going somewhere, and he's worried now that's not going to come to pass. But what's holding him, the two of you, back from his point of view is that you need to bow down with a humbling apology.
You're not allowed to have your own life. What the heck
are
you
thinking
to have?
Because you've treated him less than...
Yeah, you decided to have some of your own time, your own life a little bit, and that's not his plan.
And like when he was outside...
Not his plan. Doesn't want you to have your own life unless he's there.
He was outside the bar with the flaccid penis, or what is his name?
His name, the flaccid Sultan Deb.
I would guess.
Well,
anyway,
I mean,
you want to twist it, it's fine. We can even reach over and twist it.
Twist and shout.
Yeah, listen, when he was waving and saying, hey, neighbor.
Yep.
Oh, he wanted you to just fall all over him, and you said, whatever.
I think he wanted I think he wanted an extreme reaction to either that reaction or the reaction you would just snap and make a fool out of yourself and scream and yell obscenities. He wanted a reaction, one or the other. Either wanted her to perform in his way, he wanted to come over and really fall all over him, or to freak out and act like a psychopath so he could say, look
at
her, it's my neighbor.
And I just, and a few days later, he said something about that because I said something. He was always making fun that I say whatever, whenever. And we were going someplace, and I said, whatever. And he said, no, and I can't even remember how he put it, but he brought up the whatever stuff. He said, maybe, I can't remember. I wasn't really listening. He said something about me saying whatever. And I think it had to do, instead of calling me to task, you know, that I didn't treat him like he was the Beatles on his way to Ed Sullivan or whatever.
Well,
or Taylor
he
Swift.
He is acting really kind of juvenile.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he needs to be a hero, like Dr. Phil says. We need a hero.
Does he say that?
Because
what an
sometimes
idiot.
I wonder if he's actually pointing at himself. Like, we need a hero, and here it is.
I would bet that guy thinks he's the bomb. He does act like that on the show, but it is his show.
Well,
but he does act like it. He says something. This is my show.
He laughs all the way to the bank.
He does laugh all the way to the bank. Yeah. Yes, he does.
So anyway,
your
neighbor is, he's crystal clear in your cards, just letting you know that there's nothing but transparency here. And he wants you to make up with him.
He wants you to want him, as Cheap Trick would say. International shout out to Ole in Lebanon.
No. I don't know how I would do that. I mean, I've been so transparent, telling him, you know, why I don't like certain things. And
it's transparent to me. I should have clarified that. Now, you know, he's been a cagey little raccoon for the longest time.
Mm.
Yeah, because sometimes women, we are wide open. We live our lives right out in the street, basically.
isn't there a lot of truth to that now, isn't there?
As for men, they are like an onion with layers and layers.
Oh, my God, this couldn't be so opposite.
What?
Men are simplistic and easy to figure out. You women are the ones that are like, all. Every one of you is like one sneeze away from needing to go visit a psychiatrist. One sneeze away. You guys are so screwed up. You know, a guy will say one sentence and you want to break it down like he just spoke a novel to you and break it.
Yeah, it's
tear it
true.
Apart.
It's true. Yeah,
it
diagram
it
out.
Horrible.
Yeah.
That's why there's pubs and men go to pubs. That is why. That is why.
Why do you even bother with us then?
You know why. You know why.
Well, sometimes it's more of an emotional thing with men to get down to the core. And they don't like that. It's not comfortable for a lot of them. Do you, honestly, men, Kim, do you guys get together and go, oh, I'm so heartbroken.
Never, ever, 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 ever. That was a quick answer. We don't do that crap.
But we do. We get together and we're like in a therapy session.
You guys are walking. You guys are the reason there are soap operas. They didn't make those for guys. There are men that watch them, so I'm not going to lie. We've heard guys get addicted to them, but they were not created.
Well, I do feel your work is going to bring you that prize, that blessing that you need.
Yes, indeed.
And you're going to feel so much better just in general.
Thank God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to make a long-term projection here about your grandson. That boy is going to end up living with you.
That's not the first time you've told her that.
I know, not tomorrow.
Well, I'm not making fun
of
you.
Maybe not even next year. But that boy is going to end up on your doorstep.
The fact that you keep seeing it means that it's still there in the cards.
Well, you know, when they're little, they're kind of resilient. They take whatever treatment their parents.
Well, they just don't. They don't know anything different.
That's right.
They just know what they know, how they've been raised. They don't know that there's something else. That's all.
Then they start to grow up.
They start to grow up. They start watching TV. They start learning and talking to friends, and they start getting a taste of other lives. Yeah.
Then they know where they want to be, and with whom.
Yeah.
So, let me know. Thank you.
Indeed, I have a Michael card for you, Archangel Michael. That is not just any Michael. His subject is, he says, embrace this magical moment. You are in the perfect energetic space for manifesting miracles.
Wow!
Allow your wishes to be fulfilled.
Gosh! Wow!
I wish I had that card. Great.
I'll share. I'll go ahead and share.
Well, thank you.
Yes. It's nice to hear you laughing. It really is.
It is indeed, even though you know what she sounds like?
What?
She sounds like she was at like a rock concert or a sporting event and been yelling a lot.
I thought you were going to say I sound like Kermit the Frog. That's how I feel. Kermit the Frog.
This is Kermit the Frog. Yes.
You know what?
I love the Muppets, man.
You could sing Smelly Cat like Phoebe does on Friends.
I don't get the attraction of that dang episode. Why does everybody think that is such a great episode? I don't get it.
Had that husky jazz kind of voice. Okay, like Lisa's got right now.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about why everybody remembers that episode like it was the greatest one ever. I don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
All right, but anyway.
They made a music video out of Phoebe and the cat, and I thought it was really well done.
Okay.
Oh. All
right, well, Lisa, take care of yourself.
We'll be back. Love you, too.
We love you a long time.
Oh.
Yes.
Earth angels.
All right. Shall return. We will hope you return with us.
Yeah, cool.
She held a long time also, folks.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, it'd be caller number two.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to move on right now. Deb, you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't need my glasses.
What do we got?
Tell you what we got. I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want. Here we go.
I love that song.
Yeah, I actually watched that video. I flipped it. MTV a lot of times in the mornings and some weird times in the evenings. It'll have like, I love my 80s pop.
Oh.
That video came on yesterday. I was like, oh, I haven't seen that for so long.
It's just them
walking around singing and having fun.
I don't know when it happened, Jim, but it was like maybe post-80s when all of a sudden music turned into this like story. Like, I went to the store, got cat food, was thinking about you.
Well, you know that.
Thinking, oh, my God.
But you know that song was late 90s, right?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So
well, okay.
That was not 80s.
Then it must have been.
They were not adults in the 80s.
In the aughts. It happened in the aughts.
Yeah, it might have been early aughts. I think it was late 90s, that Spice Girl song, but
oh,
I'm pretty
Spice
sure it
Girls.
Was. Yeah,
oh,
that song.
Them.
I just told you about it. Tell me what you want, what you really want.
Okay.
That was like
98-ish,
I'm guessing. Throw 98 out there. Just throw a number out there. All right, we got an email reading, Deb.
All right.
We'll give an international shout-out to our email person, Lorraine in New Zealand.
Whoa.
She has emailed. Here's a good one. Now listen. What can I do to spice up the love life with my husband of 18 years? It's so lost its fizzle.
Well.
And he seems too content moving forward as is. Please help, love doctor.
Oh, I certainly will. I certainly will.
We got about 11-ish minutes-ish, sort of, just to let you know.
What is her name?
Lorraine.
Oh, Lorraine.
Lorraine in New Zealand, the Zealand that is new, not the old Zealand, it's the New Zealand, just
was
to let you know.
Was there an old one?
Actually, that's a good question. I would assume that there was somewhere a Zealand, otherwise calling something New Zealand, unless it's just new. I could make a country called Burger, and this is New Burger because it's a brand new country. It doesn't mean there was an old burger. I'm just saying, we don't know. Somebody knows. Somebody on here.
Well, we have New England. That makes sense.
Well, that one makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. 100% makes sense. Yes, indeed. Tons of sense. The cards are going down, Lorraine. You know what? You never know. She could happen to be with us, but it doesn't matter because she could go on the News for the Soul and look at the archives. as right. can you folks on Facebook. You can look on News for the Soul yourself, or just look at the post, old posts we do. We archive these shows. I don't know how long they stay, and I don't think they stay forever. But
okay.
All right, cards are down.
All right. Now, I'm going to just say it plain, the way it is, with some suggestions, all right? First of all, yeah, your marriage needs a real, I'm going to say, kick in the pants, especially where he's concerned. He's gotten very lethargic. Well, he's got you, you know, possibly into that midlife crisis stuff where he sees, you know, on television, or you can see it out in the world, men of a certain age walking around with some young chick who hardly has any clothes on.
The best kind.
And he's starting to reach that phase where they think, is this all there is? And it's perfectly normal, I think, after that much time.
Jack Nicholson, that movie, Is This As Good As It Gets?
I do like that movie.
It was a good flick. He had that OCD.
Yes. Now, what I'm going to tell you here is he feels like your marriage has lost that love and feeling. All right? It's in a rut. It's routine. You know, he needs to get his hair kind of blown back a little bit. Hopefully he has hair blown back, set on fire by you making it seem like you've got a lover, or at least a secret admirer, okay? All right, now, pay attention now.
Pay attention, children.
Everybody once in a while needs a wake-up call on their relationship. If everybody's become so relaxed, you lose that excitement factor, you know, of your knees melting when you see each other. And, you know, it happens. There's kids, there's laundry, you know, bills, all of that. So what I have known other women to do, and some I've counseled with readings to do these kinds of things, is out of the blue, don't make it ostentatious, nothing real flashy. Send yourself some flowers. And just say, you have no idea how much I miss you. And leave it at that. Just say, I don't know. Somebody out there misses me. But you know what? Act as though you're really kind of flattered. And he'll pay attention. He may not say a word. The other thing is sometimes go out and you guys are, I think, moving toward winter. So I don't know if this works very well, but while you've got work
the other side
day,
of the world.
Forget to put your panties on.
Yeah, just like an old senile grandma.
When you're wearing a dress. Oh, come on. If they go out, say, for dinner, or they go to some, you know, like entertainment event, all he's going to think about is how she is. She doesn't have any drawers on. All right. So I'm just saying, find little ways to let this man know that you are still a very passionate and vibrant woman. Okay? It may take some doing. Get him to take a bath with you, if people still do that. You know,
if people still take baths?
Together.
Oh.
Take a bath together.
A lot of people don't even take baths anymore.
And if he at least gets a laugh, a little bit of a chuckle, you've got his attention, and he can't believe it's like being tickled. You know, he's like, oh, my God, this is too good to be true. Because you know what? I think you both do need to revive your marriage, your relationship, because this is about the time between 18 to about 23, 24 years of marriage that people split. Okay, because you're not the young folk anymore that, you know, made out madly in the back seat of a car and all of that. Now you're, you know, into, say, midlife, and you just got to find a way to make your man think you've got a lover, but you're really trying to turn him back into your lover. And that's all I've got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Little Forrest Gump there.
I still think there's life here. You just got to revive it, you know.
Life in the fast lane?
Somebody has to take over for Dr.
All right. We can do another email reading real quick. First of all, this is for Lorraine in New Zealand. Her card says, stay the course. Don't panic. You're not on the wrong path. You're just having a bumpy start. Learn from your experiences and keep going. So that was for Lane in New Zealand. There she goes. We can do another email reading, Deb. You ready?
Do you remember what, and then we'll do it. In what was it called about the fried, the green tomato?
Never saw that movie, even one second of it.
It's a woman's movie. You don't
imagine that.
Well, remember when Kathy Bates herself up in cellophane? It had a good effect. I mean, he thought she was nuts, but sometimes you just gotta, you know, shake them up. All right, go ahead.
So that means shake it off. All right. Shirley in Illinois has a question. I've been looking for my soulmate for 30 years now.
Okay.
I am 68 and on the verge of giving up. She wants to know. That's basically, she just wants to know what's up with that. She's telling you she's on the verge of giving up. So you get, she wants to know about that whole soulmate thing. It is Shirley in Illinois. Land of the Lincoln. Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Well, as I lay these cards out, the first thing I do want to say is that I think the word soulmate is highly overrated.
You know, that when that was so big?
Why?
I remember when that AOL went free in the chat rooms and millions of people were on it, that everybody was looking for a soulmate. They said it so much, it was like looking for a pretzel. It wasn't, that word didn't even have meaning anymore.
It really, right.
They didn't even have any meaning all over.
Everybody thinks it's about romantic love. But guess what? It's not always. Sometimes you'll get a soulmate that comes along to encourage you, support you. Another time you might get one that's going to be there to irritate you and drive you forward. I mean, they come in all different ways and, you know, and times in your life. So, Shirley, you have had soulmates. You just didn't recognize them as that. What you're looking for, I think, is a truly loving partner. So it's a difference in terms, I guess.
Yeah, it's and where's the official definition of that term, soulmate? I guess it means whatever it means to the person. It means to her, like you said, a forever partner. What it means to her.
But a lot of times, have you ever noticed somebody will come into your life, stay there for a time, but then they go. It can be male or female. And you wonder, what was the reason for that? Well, if you really look at it, especially in retrospect, you're going to see, that makes sense. They came along to inspire me.
Something.
Yeah. Anger me.
Well, they always have the big metaphor, philosophical. Life is a great journey, and people will come and people will go while you're on your path. But not everybody's meant to be on the path with you till the end of the journey.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you, Shirley, I know we're running short on time.
We are indeed.
But I'm going to tell you, you've got a man upcoming for you. And, oh, my goodness, he's fabulous. And
marvelous.
Try to look at the past as having been a meaningful life lesson for you, in the sense that you missed out, from what I see here, on many a cheater, okay? Many a thief, like somebody that'll clean out your bank account. Men that would have come along that are broken. And you know, we women, we sure like to get that big glue gun out and start gluing them back together, but you've not had to do those sort of things. You now are facing the most lovely period of your life, and I'm only about a year younger than you, so it's time to start looking at your age as being the new 40s. 40s, all right? And this one's coming along for you. He's going to do some kind of work for you. This could be a contractor. It could be somebody mowing your grass. I mean, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, and I'm...
All I heard was one number. I just wanted to remind you. Don't worry. Don't get. I'm sorry. Mowing your grass contractor.
Somebody that's doing something, and it seems to pertain to some work. Now, this may not even be somebody where you live, because I'm perceiving you have an upcoming trip to take. Maybe you haven't even planned it yet, but it's coming. And this could be, we're trying to hurry. This could be a person that's involved in the arts. Like maybe he's painting portraits, you know, on the side of the street. Something like that. But, oh, you're going to hit it up. Immensely. And this one's going to stick. This will be the one that takes you through the very rest of your life. So Jim's got your Michael card.
Shirley in Illinois, I have your Archangel Michael card. Subject is be the real you. Your greatest power comes from being who you truly are. Don't let anyone sway you from expressing your authentic self.
Oh, I love that. I think that's right in keeping.
If you're going to find the true partner forever, soulmate, whatever her definition of it is.
Be who you are.
If you're not who you are, then it's not going to be a forever person if you don't show
up. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
Not ever be that.
I can't wait to hear from Shirley that she's met her.
Yeah.
And her man.
You know, we've had a Shirley before.
Well, the world is full of them, Jim.
I'm thinking it was Shirley, Illinois. Sounds familiar, like somebody called in a long time ago. But anyway.
Okay, one of our regulars says, I don't say this enough, and they want me to add it back to the show. So here it is. As my maternal grandmother always said, bless your heart, Grandma, she would say, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. So there you have it. And we will be back here next Monday going strong.
News for the soul.
Yeah, so take care, everybody. Please be safe and stay well. Take care.
Thank you very much, News for the Soul.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.